Deep in the basement of Sofa Shalom, there's a dusty library that's really the home of a magical bookcase to another world, where Micah and Miri and their friends are home, where there's wolves and hares living fairy tales, Mr. Sayfair, the golem, and glass shoe sales. So come join us for the magic and mystery, maybe even a bit of Jewish history. Auntie PJ's here to give us a taste of all the adventures beyond the bookcase, beyond the bookcase, beyond the bookcase.
Joha? Is that really you? Here in the library?
We did it! We really did it! We found Joha!
For real this time!
Oh, well, it looks like the jig is up. Yup, you got me.
But that means...
That's right, Blue, it means that you win!
So, you're not taking over the library?
Nope, you won fair and square, Micah.
Phew, thank goodness.
Hey, was that really necessary, Elijah? Ahem. And so, to that effect, I bestow upon you, dearest Petronilla Juniper, the final library nail. The library is yours in its entirety for the rest of eternity.
Thank you, Joha. I appreciate that. And so do the good people of Sofer Shalom.
Yeah, I know I've been a crooked nail in your side, so to speak, for the past 60 years. But you have to admit, it's been a little fun, right? But now, toodaloo, for good. I'll, stop checking in on the nail. Hey, maybe I'll see you around Michelle for
Empty Dumpty's Passover feast next year.
Oh, Joha, you know you're a friend of the library. You're welcome back here whenever you'd like. And I'd even let you take out a book or two.
Just remember to return them on time. PJ's fines are no joke.
Aw, thank you. That's very gracious. I bid you all adieu and a good day.
Wait, that's it?
What do you mean, that's it?
I mean, we've spent all this time chasing Joha through time and space, and now that we found him, that's the end?
Come on. Didn't you just have an amazing adventure, Micah? Pizza in New York, a Purim carnival in France? What else could you possibly want? Cotton candy?
Ooh, cotton candy does sound good.
I think what Joha is saying is that you should find the beauty in your journey and your memories. Sometimes the adventure is the adventure. Plus, it'll be nice to stay put for a little while. Remember Hakarat HaTov? Recognize the good and be grateful for what you have.
I guess it's just that we don't want the adventure to end.
Oh, Evie, just because one chapter is over doesn't mean the whole book is finished. Stories are always to be continued. Oh, and on that note, I'm off to the lands of Mashal.
Wait, did you say lands? As in plural?
Of course! You didn't think there was just one land in Mashal, did you? It is a vast and beautiful place. There are so many stories waiting beyond the bookcase.
Aw, Blue, stop looking at me with those big sad eyes.
What? This is just what my eyes look like. The glasses magnify them slightly, but I'm also very sad.
Hey, kids, do you want to go on one final adventure? If it's okay with PJ and Elijah, of course.
Fine with us.
Yes!
Okay! You can accompany me home to Marshall. Oh, PJ, I promise to have them home in time for dinner. Let's just pull a book here. And here we go!
Where are we exactly? It's pretty sandy and desolate.
Oh, it looks like the bookcase took us to the Nowater Desert. Oh, beautiful, isn't it? And extremely sandy. Let's see, just a little to the north of Helm and a little east of Mashal. Oh, we're nearly to my house. We just have to go a few dozen miles. That-a-way.
A few dozen miles?
Ah, no sweat for adventurers like you, I'm sure. Well, maybe some sweat. It gets a little hot out here. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go!
Did anyone else hear that?
The squeaking and growling?
I did, but I'm going to pretend I didn't.
Joha, I'm getting a lot hot and tired. Also, those growls and squeaks are really distracting.
The human body can go without water for about 3 days. So, why do I feel like I'm going to pass out after an hour?
So thirsty.
Wait, there on the ground. Is that a pomegranate?
I see a lot of them.
We must be closing in on my neighbor's house. He has the most spectacular magic pomegranate tree. Oh, it looks like some fell up.
Ooh, I love pomegranates.
Yeah. I bet they're juicy.
Grab a few off the ground and we'll be on our way. Let's see, just a little to the right. Mm-hmm, and there we are.
That's your house? I just see a bridge that's going over more sand.
What? Oh, no. We still have, like, a ways to go to get to my house. But there's the pomegranate tree.
Is it glowing?
Oh, it sure is. Magic pomegranates always glow. Now, let's break some of these open and start pomegranate-ing.
Did he just come out from underground?
Fee-fi-fo-fum. Who's stealing my magic pomegranates?
Oh, come on, dude. Fee-fi-fo-fum? Like, the giant?
He doesn't own Fee-fi-fo-fum. You can't trademark a phrase, I don't think. I'm the troll, and I'm much better than the giant. Does the giant have a cool desert bridge? Nope. Does the giant have a sweet magic pomegranate tree? No. He just has that ridiculous vine. Does the giant have a cool animal sidekick? Well, yes, he's got Gustav. But my buddy Angelo is much, much cooler.
Is that a naked mole rat?
Name a more regal creature. I'll wait. Actually, no, I won't. You'll pay for your theft, kids. And Joha, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Troll and I have been neighbors, distant neighbors, for a while now. We don't always get along.
We've never gotten along.
Well, because you wouldn't lend me a cup of sugar to make my world-famous Kugel.
Because Kugel shouldn't have that much sugar in it. It's a savory dish. You eat it with sour cream.
Wrong. Kugel requires lots of cinnamon, sugar, and raisins.
With noodles? You really think mixing cinnamon, sugar, raisin, and noodles is a good idea? You're a monster.
Well, you're a troll.
Ouch.
Ooh. Sorry, too far.
And, Joha, the hedges around your property are not regulation height. It's disrespectful.
Why do you care?
Rules are rules. Mashal has an HOA for a reason. To keep everyone's hedges the correct height.
We live in the desert. You don't even have hedges.
That's beside the point. And now, I'll be reporting this miscreant behavior to the golem himself, the mayor. And he'll make you pay. And if he doesn't, I'll take this matter straight to Mr. Sayfair.
No, please don't tell Mr. Sayfair. He's threatened to expel me so many times. No, I just love a practical joke. But Sayfair's not such a fan of the old snakes popping out of a mixed nuts can trick. I mean, how is I supposed to know that a giant worm is terrified of snakes? I mean, come on. Aren't they basically the same thing?
Your trickster days are over, Joha. You can't just take something you find along the way if it doesn't belong to you. Didn't you ever learn about Hashavat Aveda?
We did. From the giant, actually. It means you have to return lost things. There's no such thing as finders keepers.
But to get technical, these pomegranates weren't actually lost. They were on the ground.
Angelo must have dropped a few while he was harvesting. That still doesn't give you the right to take what isn't yours.
But there are so many of them.
Hey, kids, it's okay, okay? Let me handle this one. Hey, troll, buddy, I'll make you a deal. I have a magic bean.
Please. This is Mashal, land of magic. We just call them beans here.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, this very ordinary, everyday Mashal bean will grow into a huge, magical pomegranate tree overnight.
How huge?
I'm talking the giant's beanstalk huge.
I know, Angelo. It's been my dream to have a giant plant of my very own. That giant thinks he's so great with his skyscraperian height and enormous beanstalk and the fact that he doesn't live underground in the dirt beneath a bridge to nothing. We'll show him. Okay, Joha, you've got yourself a deal. Plant that bean right about here, near my bridge, and we'll be even Steven.
What are you doing, Joha?
Shh, don't worry, Blue. I've got this. Okay, I will start digging now.
Do pomegranates really grow in sand?
Generally, not well.
Oh, but you're forgetting. This is a magic bean, and these are magic pomegranates. And there we go, the perfect place to grow a pomegranate tree.
So, what are you waiting for? Plant the bean already.
All right, you got it. Here we go. Wait a minute, I just remembered something. Oh, you see, this bean can only be planted by someone who has never taken something that didn't belong to them. So obviously, since I just took this pomegranate from you, I can't plant it.
Fine. Those kids look innocent enough. Surely one of them is honest enough not to steal.
I wouldn't call it stealing, but I borrowed Micah's favorite stapler and forgot to give it back.
So that's where that went.
You have a favorite stapler? How many staplers do you have?
Well, let me see. 3, 4, plus the other two.
No, forget it. I don't care enough to hear the story. How about you over there, the girl?
I don't love being called the girl, but one time I tried on a necklace at a store and accidentally walked out with it. I came back to return it, but I still took it, you know?
Well, one time, I found a dollar bill on the street, and I took it. Hashavata vida. I should have looked for the person who lost it.
Does that even count?
Well, I wouldn't want to spoil the magic of the bean, so just in case, you should count me out.
I took a couple hamantashen from Miri's Mishloach Manot basket on Purim.
That was you?
Sorry.
I take way too many napkins at the Froyo place. Every time. I can't stop myself. I know I don't need that many, but I say to myself, Blue, just in case.
Oh, are you kidding me? You kids are the most boring little thieves I've ever met. Okay, Angelo. Looks like you're up. You took a tater tot off my plate in the third grade cafeteria? Betrayal! You know how much I love tater tots. You're right, Angelo. We've been best friends since we were children, and it was so long ago, it should be sand under the bridge by now. You're my best friend, I forgive you.
You know the saying is water under the bridge, right?
Of course I know that, but all I've got is a bridge over sand, okay?
Well, Mr. Troll, that just leaves you. Why don't you go ahead and plant the magic bean? I'm sure you've never taken anything that didn't belong to you.
Well, I can't plant the bean either. It's true. I'm sorry, Angelo. I took a tater tot off your plate in the fourth grade cafeteria. And I also had a very short, very limited career as a cat burglar. I stole cats.
Why?
I don't know. Something to do. Turns out I don't really like cats that much, so I stopped. Anyway, I can't plant the bean. So much for overnight magical pomegranates, I guess.
So, we all make mistakes.
Maybe we should all give each other a little more grace. Just in general.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. In this context, that means I agree. Everyone deserves forgiveness. Here, have a bag of pomegranates. I can't possibly eat them all myself anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Troll, sir. That's so nice.
And if you see the giant, tell him I say hi.
You got it. Hey, do you want to join our Frisbee Golf Tournament next week?
Me? Play Frolf? With the giant himself? I wonder if he'll bring Gustav. Of course, Angelo. I wouldn't dream of going without you. Joha, we'd love it. I may have disparaged the giant, but really, I look up to him. Like, way up. Because he's very tall. Thanks.
Oh, perfect. We'll see you then. Thank you kindly for the pomegranates. Come on, kids, let's go. We're nearly to my house. Here we are, home sweet home.
So, now it's really over.
Ah, the adventure doesn't have to end just because this particular journey is over. You're welcome back anytime. For now, recognize the good. Be grateful for all the fun you've had. And look ahead toward more fun in the future.
Hakarat Hatov. We can do that.
And we'd better do it fast, because here we go.
Oh, that never gets easier.
Ouch. I sure wish that vortex came with a softer landing. Ugh.
Yeah, but Hakarat Hatov, right? Be grateful for the giant swirling vortex that brought you from a fairy tale world safely back to the library.
Good point, Blue.
Kids, so glad to see you again.
Did you have fun?
It was amazing, as always. And we're sad it's over. But we're glad it happened. And we brought you back a magic pomegranate.
Oh, it's glowing. That's new.
Well, of course, Evie. It's magical after all. That beautiful golden glow reminds me of the time Elijah and I were snorkeling for sunken gilded rubies in the Southern Isle.
Auntie PJ, you always tell us about these amazing adventures and missions that you and Elijah went on. But then you never really tell us what happened.
Yes, exactly. Did you go on all those crazy adventures around the world for real?
I mean, come on. Was there ever really any hidden treasure?
Oh, kids, the treasures are a metaphor for finding the goodness and joy inside all of you. The hidden treasures and amazing qualities you all possess within.
Oh.
But then, there's also this gilded ruby behind the reference books over here.
Whoa! Is that a real ruby?
It's huge.
And glowing.
Well, that's a story for another time. And believe me, there will always be stories for another time.
Auntie PJ, you're the best.